Good, thank you.
Good evening, welcome to the Committee of the Whole meeting. Unfortunately, three of our alder persons are not here. Alderman Dantino, Alderman Vogelsberg, and who's the third one's missing? Alderman Flanagan, yes. I'm Sam Hill, I'm Alderman of the First Ward, along with Alderman Charles Brown. Unfortunately, we need to open the meeting with a sad note because of the passing of former Alderman Paul Dakota. He'd been an alderman in the city of Geneva for the Fifth Ward for over 20 years, and he was mayor for 1 year after the death of Mayor Bill Oddly. So let's bow our heads for a moment in memory of Paul Dakota, please. Thank you very much. All other aldermen are here, save the three that I've named previously. On a happier note, I want to make comment about the weekend. The residents of Geneva and probably hundreds of other communities had a wonderful Christmas walk Friday night. Chamber of Commerce did a great job again, and the merchants were open, and everybody was happy, and there was, unfortunately for some people, there was no snow, but for those of us who had to walk around the streets for one reason or another, we kept our shoes dry. Then on Saturday, well, we want to thank the city employees on Friday for putting lights on the trees and putting up the barricades, the police department for and ESDA for making sure that everybody was having fun that evening. Then on Saturday, we had a big event that has had worldwide activities to Chef Elaine Roby of the Chocolate Kitchen. He created a 51-foot-long candy cane right in front of the History Center, and it measured long enough that it has become a world record. And that's what was confirmed. What's the name of that organization that does that, Mayor?
The Guinness Book.
The Guinness Book. Fine, thank you. I haven't read it very often, so I couldn't remember the title. But we also, many of us had an opportunity to get pieces of that candy cane. And if you were close enough and aggressive enough, you could grab a piece of various sizes. And fortunately, the Hill family has got enough for our grandchildren. But it was a great night, and congratulations to Chef Elaine and his staff for creating such a wonderful candy cane, which helped celebrate the season. And then yesterday, four of the local downtown churches were open, and we had music activities. The churches were the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church, Universalist United Church, and the First Church of Christian Science. And those were very enjoyable activities. Today, if you were lucky enough, you could relax and go back to normal activities, and that's where we are tonight. So welcome again to the Committee of the Whole meeting. Call it to order officially. And
may I just add one anecdote?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman. The merchants didn't rest today. I came home and my wife was very excited. She'd been downtown and had bought some really neat Christmas gifts, and she had to show them to me. So I just would like to repeat that the merchants are still open. There's still plenty of wonderful shopping to be had in Geneva, and spending your money in Geneva has a lot of benefits. It helps keep the store open and keep Geneva such a unique place, and the sales tax money does come back to help our city's budget. So I hope in between now and the relaxing season of Christmas and New Year's that a lot of people get to shop Geneva. Shop Geneva is the byword of the city council.
Great.
Thank you.
We hope that the people who were here Friday night will come back between now and the rest of the year.
The merchants are working overtime between now
Good.
And then.
Good for them. Okay, to the agenda, we've to consider the consent agenda, about the only thing that we need to a vote on is the Committee of the Whole minutes from November 26th of 2012.
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
Alderman Singer and Alderman Marks, first and second. Then we go to items of business. And
Vote.
Oh, we do need a vote on that. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So next on the item of business is recommend approval of certificate of acceptance of the first for the First Baptist Church of Geneva, sanitary sewer, storm sewer, water main, and site grading detention. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By Alderman Brown.
Seconded.
Who is that? Alderman Kilberg. Any discussion from the dais or from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So the motion passes. Next is recommended draft ordinance amending Title 8, Article 7, Section 4C, the parking meter zones and rates of the City of Geneva's parking code. Is there a motion? Okay, Alderman Malaga and Alderman Singer made the second. Any discussion from the dais? Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to ask some of the commuters, and I guess maybe Mr. Malagra knows better than anyone, Alderman Malagra. There is a 352 train that arrives in Geneva. It leaves at 2-something from downtown. Is there any chance that spots start to open up at 4 o'clock?
No, that's not a – I think that the busy trains, the rush hour trains for us are 4:11. The 411 out of Chicago, the 435, the 504 is
the question was
the commuters.
Yeah, we're opening up the free parking at 5 in the afternoon. I was wondering whether there might be a few spots opening up at 4, which would encourage people to want to come down and visit a few stores before they visit. Typically, they would park there because they want to eat at one of our fine restaurants downtown.
The one thing that I could say is you're not going to have commuters showing up at 4 in the afternoon to go downtown for the day. So if we wanted to make it 4.
So the question was, is there really any difference between 4 and 5, and are there any spots opening up at 4? If so, it would not, to me, make a lot of difference. It's also true that people that want to park there and go downtown to Chicago to meet someone for the evening might be able to park at, say, 4:15. Or what's just the next train out going downtown? Probably something you don't familiar with. 4:37. So if we opened up the free parking at 4, it might help some people who want to use our parking facility. And again, if they do, that frees up parking on 3rd Street and the side streets for people who don't want to go down to Chicago and want to keep their business and leave their business in Geneva. So it just occurred to me that maybe the 5 o'clock could be a 4. I'm not sure I want to actually vote on an amendment. I think what I would ask is that the city staff and possibly the police department would have some rough idea whether spots open up after 4 o'clock.
I can check with the police department to see if they know. We chose 5 o'clock because that's in keeping with the policies of other communities along the line. And we also talked to Metra about that to get their permission to do that. So we can go back and change that if the council prefers that it be earlier. We can go back to Metra and make sure that they don't have a problem with it and talk to our police department as such. We were trying to make it so that it was clean at the end of the day so that there wasn't any confusion with our police department as far as going through and checking the...
I can understand all that, and I'm quite willing to vote yay on a 5 o'clock, but it just occurred to me that we ought to think about it because it's possible we do open up some possibilities for the citizens of Geneva, first by giving them parking if they want to go to Chicago in the evening, and if so, opening up some spots on 3rd Street for people who want to go downtown and use restaurants, et cetera. So.
Well, and that was the original request was for restaurants. And that's why we thought that the 5 o'clock was what was suggested originally, because most people don't eat before dinner before 5
o'clock.
Well, no,
but I thought that maybe they could see a few storefronts before they stopped at their favorite restaurant. Who knows? Anyway, I'm quite willing to vote aye on a 5 o'clock time at this point, but just hope that somebody will keep a watch on it, and if it appears that there is an opportunity there, that we pursue it. Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, Mr.
He makes a good point, and
I'd certainly be supportive of 4 o'clock if we don't have any real challenges on the part of the police department or Metra. I think if you're going to an event, let's say a 7 o'clock start, if it's a baseball game, hockey, or basketball, if you left after 5, it'd be almost impossible to make the start. If you left at 4:37, you'd have a pretty decent chance of being able to get there for the start of a theater or opera or what anything. I just think it'd be, if we're trying to encourage the use of public transportation, I think 4 o'clock would certainly be an enticement.
We were actually trying to encourage folks to park in there to stay in Geneva as opposed to leaving Geneva was our whole purpose.
Oh, I'm saying, though, that those are attractions, though, that in reality people will attend, and if you make it convenient for them, I think they appreciate city government for facilitating and allowing that to happen. So
everyone who parks in the parking garage does open up a space on a parking spot that may be closer to a Geneva attraction,
yeah.
I would hope.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alderman Martin.
Mary, just one question. It's only for the parking deck, correct? It's not for the other lot or the lot in front of the train tracks. Can we do it for those also, or does that become too complicated? I mean, there's
those are permit lots.
Yeah, I know. But
those are leased.
Those are just permit. But there's a there's the lot farther down that people pay by the day, the open.
By the government.
So yeah, I mean, can we open up that one also, or does that just not make sense to do there, or do we just leave that go as it is now? I just don't want confusion with people thinking one lot's free and the other lot they could get a ticket in.
We could.
I'm just asking. I mean, it's setting some confusion.
The purpose of us bringing this forward is because of the restaurants wanting to accommodate close parking.
Okay.
So we could do the overflow lot. I'm not sure how many folks
would
use it for that because they're trying to get closer to the restaurants.
Yeah. But it's just there could cause some confusion when you have one lot, the parking deck free after 5, and then you still can really have to pay in the overflow lot. It just could be confusing for people. You know, that's all my concern. You're right. Probably a lot of people would not use it except for big events, which the police officers aren't really walking around there giving tickets for that anyways.
Correct.
But that was just my question, is the overflow. I mean, I would just ask that just to not have a confusion for the people.
Yeah, we can change that if the council wants to.
Does somebody want to make an amendment now, or do you want to? Yes.
I would move to that effect that if, unless there's major opposition on the part of the police department or the other public bodies that have input on this, I would be open to 4 o'clock versus 5. I would move that. We amend to 4 versus 5.
Okay, there's an amendment. Does somebody second that amendment?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just for clarification, is that just for the deck, or are we talking about both the overflow lot and the deck?
Let's keep it simple and just keep it the deck.
That's fine.
For the deck only. And Alderman Singer.
Question.
Yes, second. Yes.
Is it then pertinent for us to get permission for us to carry this process forward?
Yes, I will follow up with Metra just to make sure that they don't have an issue because we talked to them about 5 o'clock.
Correct. Okay.
So we'll double check, you know, to make sure that they don't have a problem.
Alderman Brown, you had a question.
Yes. Does this delay even one day us changing the lot to make 5 o'clock free? Because you're going to have to take a day to contact Metra again.
Right, but this is just a recommendation.
We're so not...
This will come back.
I forgot to look. This is not on the city council.
Correct.
No.
In order to have this approved in time for this season, it would be nice if we could put this into effect immediately.
Well, it'll come back next Monday, and we're going.
There's only 2 weeks left till Christmas. We've lost half of them.
We're making up our own signs to put up, so
okay. All right.
We can have those ready by next week.
You got to give it a week to filter through the system, though. I think.
I know in the past I've insisted we have to give a week, but in this case I was willing to make an exception for myself.
Any other comments on the amendment, please? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor of the amendment to change the time of the no charging for the parking in the parking garage only, Let's see here. For those of you who are in favor of that, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so that amendment has passed. So now on the original motion. Do we have any discussion on the original motion as it has been amended? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion has been approved as amended. Okay, we're now at letter C, a recommended draft resolution authorizing execution of contract with Hampton, Lenzini, and Renwick Incorporated for Eagle Brook SSA number 11 Wetland Vegetation Management. Any comments or is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Alderman Singer. Second.
Second.
By Alderman Marks. Any comments or questions for the staff? Hearing none, seeing none.
One comment.
Yes, go ahead, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there an operative Eagle Brook Association, and if so, do they know about this? I would ask one of the aldermen from the Fifth Ward.
There is no. Second.
I could answer that. We actually have implemented the SSA number 11. I think it's been 2 years now, and this same outfit has been maintaining the wetlands and stormwater issues that we were having, and has done an excellent job. We've gotten a lot of compliments from the residents in that area, and this is just continuing to build off of what they've already accomplished.
Thank you. That's a good answer, but I still have the question. Is there an operative Eagle Brook
There is not. Not in a homeowners association. It's strictly through the SSA.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Alderman Singer.
Thank you. Daniel, it's imperative, I think, that the cost of this process is going to be absorbed by the residents that reside in that SSA.
That is correct.
Yes.
Residents and commercial businesses as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Thank Chairman.
Any other comments or questions from Mr. Dinges? Any other questions about the proposal? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Hearing none, it has been approved. Okay, letter D, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of PACE study subsidy agreement, effective January 1, 2013 through December 31, 2013, subject to fiscal year 2013-14 budget approval.
So moved.
By Mr. Singer. And by Mr. Maladra. Any questions or comments from the council?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Mr. Singer.
Thank you. I want to, again, thank the council for allowing this subsidy to continue on regarding the Ride and Cane program. As many of you know, I serve on that committee, and it's a very active program, and it is a program that is just absolutely marvelous that assists a great many of our needed seniors. And a tremendous number of compliments come forward from our citizens that are part of the process that are engaged in this program. And as I say to you, I can't thank you enough for, again, agreeing to continue this program on and subsidizing the manner in which we've done over the years. It's highly, highly appreciated by myself and the citizens of our community as well as our seniors. So I thank you, gentlemen and ladies, who are not present here, but certainly thank them as well.
They're listening somehow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the council? Hearing none, we have a motion to vote on. So all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that one is approved, too. We're batting 1,000 so far. The next item on the agenda is a recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of a second amendment to the agreement for sale and purchase of electric capacity and energy. Waste Management Illinois Renewable Energy LLC contract for 2013 and 2014. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By Mr. Marks. Second by Mr. Maladra. Any comments or questions from the dais?
It's nice to see the price go down.
That's always nice.
It's always nice to see that.
Any other comments? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. Anything you want to mention, Mike? Okay, leave it alone, right? Smart. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, as it has been motion to be approved, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. And there's none of those, so that's good. The next item on the agenda is to recommend the draft resolution approving a four-year collective bargaining agreement between the City of Geneva and the Geneva Professional Firefighters Association Local 4287. From Mr. Singer has made the motion, and Mr. Melander has made the second. Any comments or questions from the dais?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Mr. Singer.
Thank you. I would like to ask our Assistant City Administrator, Mrs. Dawkins, if she'd be kind enough to elaborate on the issue that she mentioned in her email to our council members. Regarding the comments posted on Patch by Mr. Nagel, so that our citizens, our viewers, have an understanding of just a clarification of those comments, please.
I believe what Alderman Singer is referring to is the issue that the contract has a market and a merit wage increase listed in the contract. It's important to note that in order to receive the merit increase, an employee, one, has to not be topped out. Two, they have to achieve a certain level on their performance appraisal. That level is different whether they're on step 1 through 4 of the contract versus step 5 through 7. Currently, 13 of our 17 employees covered under the collective bargaining agreement are topped out, so they're not eligible for a merit increase. So currently, there are only 4 employees that would be eligible for that if they met the expectations.
Thank you, Ms. Dawkins.
Any other questions or comments from the dais? Any questions or comments from the audience?
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of information, the contract, as all of our other contracts, are posted on the city's website, and this one will be posted tomorrow after formal approval by the council.
That's good to know. And I'll actually, if this is approved by the council and in our present meeting, it will be discussed and brought up for approval at our city special meeting of the city council after this meeting has ended. So, any other comments or questions from anybody? Okay, all those in favor of the motion as it has been presented. Say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. That's good. Let's see. I've lost my printed agenda, but that's all right. We have new business. Any new business to be discussed tonight? Yes, sir.
I was wondering if I could address the council.
Surely. Come on up. State your name and your address and your question or comment.
Mayor Burns, Alderwoman, Aldermen. My name is James Vargo. I live at 1222 James Street as of about 3 weeks ago with my wife Ann and my daughter Jamie. My daughter Jamie has opened a business here in Geneva called Vargo's Dance, just across the street. It's doing quite well. We're quite excited, and we're quite excited to move here from St. Charles. She's in the process of opening a new business. It's called Smoozies. It's the old popcorn shop down here. I think it's 511 on 3rd Street. And again, I apologize if this is not the proper venue. I've been out of the country for a couple months. I just came back in. I'm trying to jump in and help my daughter on a few issues. She's still the true entrepreneur. She just believes if you just want to open a business, she doesn't know what she can't do yet or whatever and that. So, I mean, we're in a situation right now, and I'm not looking for any direct response from the council, but hopefully some guidance and council here. Under the specific guidelines and codes and definitions of business in Geneva, she's being categorized as a restaurant, and it's an organic juice bar. It's just fresh juices and, I guess, smoothies or whatever in that. There's no food preparation. It's a takeout service. You know, people would just come in, get healthy things, and leave or whatever. There's no kitchen or anything like that of any sort. And because of the classifications under the building code of Geneva, it has to be categorized at this point as a restaurant. And most all those categories say food prep, food prep, food prep. So this throws us into Kane County Health Department, and now they say, well, you're a restaurant. You've got to put in a $3,000 grease trap in the ground and do all of this work or whatever in that. And so what I'm looking for right now, so the health department is basically saying, do this work. And Geneva's basically saying, well, you know, that's, you know, this is out of not our our realm of responsibility. So again, like, I'm not coming to you asking for, you know, change of anything like that. I'm looking to try and get some key decision makers together or whatever, and at one point, because right now I'm kind of a little bit stuck. I've left messages at the Water Department, Economic Development, and King County Health, and truthfully, it's only been the last day or so that I've left these messages, so this has not given them much time to respond to me. But we were hoping to try and get a quick opening here at the first of the year, and I'm just trying to hopefully get some consideration. There is no grease. There will never be any grease. There was a popcorn place there for 10 years, and I'm sure there was a lot of grease there. That makes no difference, and I understand that a city constantly wants to upgrade its you know, its safety and how their businesses are operated, but I was hoping that I might get some feedback after the meeting here or direction if there's a possibility of sitting down with some people and saying, listen, this is just a unique business. Maybe it doesn't fit the particular categories that are in existence right now here for Geneva. Could there be any consideration given to the fact that this might be grandfathered in under the prior business or waived entirely? Or I'm not sure if anything can be done. But like I said, there's no grease. So I do appreciate it. And like I said, I apologize if this is not the proper venue for this. But I've lived in 5 or 6 different cities around the United States, and this has always been a very nice process that's allowed to citizens to come up and get some help or whatever. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Unless there's any.
Thank you, Mr. Fargo. And it's an interesting situation. Have you? Yeah, City Administrator McKittrick would like to make a comment.
Sure. I would just like to offer you my card.
Sure.
I'm happy to meet with you and our staff from Building and Economic Development. We can answer all of your questions and provide you with a lot of information if you want to give me a call tomorrow. Perhaps the mayor could even join us.
Yes, we have.
We're happy to sit down and answer your questions and try to find a way that will accommodate where you want to go.
I appreciate that. I'm just trying to help her out and expedite this.
Sure.
Okay. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
When do you plan to open your business?
And well,
tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay. My daughter's very into health things or whatever and that. So when you walk into this place, we're hopefully going to address the commuters and health nuts or whatever. And I've been drinking a lot of fruit juices. We've been doing tastings and stuff like that.
How much weight have you lost, sir?
I'll tell you what. I've had some interesting tasting items here or whatever and that. And my body doesn't know what it is because it's not meat. But anyway, so back to your question. The business itself is a very simple process. We do have an executive. She has an executive chef person that will operate. It'll be 1 or 2 employees. And the concept, again, is just for there is a business out there of people that are very key to drink nothing but organics. And so in that process, the drinks that will be this will be strictly a beverage place. And so what will be done on site is with food processors or juicers or whatever, and that someone will come in. There'll maybe a menu of 10 or 20 different items, and they're either straight juice or they have what's called a smoothie, which is, you know, churned up and it's has a little bit more body to it. And that's basically it, served in 3 different size cups and then out the door. There is no seating in there or anything like that, so it's limited strictly to that. That's about all I can express.
So in other words, you're not working with any raw vegetables or fruit per se. In other words, those are all prepackaged, whether it's juices or concentrates that you're going to be working.
No, I would say just the opposite. This will be nothing but raw organic fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Or whatever. That's the whole thing. This is, has to buy from very special places that, you know, make sure that, the, you know, these things have not genetically been modified or, you know, there's nothing from Myers or anything like that. So
I didn't quite understand whether or not you were going to be working with prepared or prepackaged materials.
Right.
Or if there was raw vegetables.
Yeah, I think
that was going to be involved. So.
Yeah, yeah. King County Health Department, I think, put it down as a recommended it go as a category 3, and I think there is a line in there as far as preparing things with raw products or whatever in that, but with limited preparation. So, you know, we have high hopes for it. And again, it's a small business, just like Vargo Dance started about a year and a half ago. Now she's got 2 or 3 employees, got 2 more people coming on, and you know she's very hopeful here. She's already got.
So, if the permitting is resolved, when would she hope to open?
January 2nd is yeah. And this is a big thing because of everybody goes on their New Year's resolutions, and so you want to get healthy at the beginning of the year.
Thank
so that's what we're trying to gear. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Vargo. My daughter is a complete vegan. So I understand what you're going through, and except for the business, she hasn't decided to do.
For any of my stuff anyway.
Yeah, right. It's fun for my wife to plan dinners, Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners for vegans. Good luck at that project.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir, Mr. Singer.
The products that you are going to be involved with apparently sounds as if there'll be a need for refrigeration.
Everything has to be like fresh. It's like going to a really high-end coffee shop where everything has to be served in like 20 or 25 minutes or it's no good. So I don't know enough about it to say that there wouldn't be refrigeration. But at this point in time, I'm being told, no, it's got to be fresh. You got to make it as the person comes in. And then that's it. I mean, so I'm sure there's going to be some hold time of 30 or 40 minutes, but based on the codes where they say like things will be held for 12 hours, I don't see that that's going to be any part of the process.
Well, let me also add, sir, I appreciate very much your coming before us, and please don't ever feel that your coming before us is in any way some imposition on our part. We are here to listen to our citizens and try and resolve their issues or whatever problems they have. So always, please, feel comfortable to come before us. We're here to serve you.
Yes, Alderman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I would just add that if you're listening between the lines, there is a possibility if the previous restaurant was approved and this one's having a little problem that there is some mismatch between the county's definitions and ours. And if so, I would hope the staff would look in to make sure, because those are the sort of things that end up in these unfortunate conflicts. So if there is a mismatch between what the county considers to be various safety items that are needed and ours, who knows? They could have made a change that we don't know about recently. So.
Yeah, and we have no information because none of our staff has met.
Certainly we should try our best to make sure that these little discrepancies in wording don't come up. So thank you for volunteering to meet with us.
I'm sure that Mrs. McKittrick and the staff will look at this very, very closely and come up with a fair answer for the Vargos. Is there any other business to come before the committee the whole time? Anybody else from the audience want to come up and say hello, goodbye, or just enjoy the weekend? Steve, how did you like the weekend? Was it quiet for you?
We were pretty busy.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Good.
We have another exciting meeting to follow. So. No,
oh, that's true. Oh, I'm just trying to delay that. It's too exciting. Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn to the...
So move.
Second.
...of the night? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Next, folks, we have a special city council meeting. And I will read the notice so that it's clear. It's been published, I'm sure. The city council of the city of Geneva will conduct a special meeting on Monday, December 10th, 2012, immediately following the regular committee of the whole meeting at 7 p.m. Special meeting will be held at City Council Chambers, Geneva, Illinois, for the purpose of considering the following items. Number one, approve resolution number 2012-100, authorizing execution of a second amendment to agreement for sale and purchase of electric capacity and energy between the City of Geneva And WM, I guess that's Waste Management, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Illinois Renewable Energy, LLC, for years 2013 and 14. The second item on the council agenda will be to approve Resolution 2012-101, approving a four-year collective bargaining agreement between the City of Geneva and Geneva Professional Firefighters Association, Local 4287. So we will start the City Council meeting, and does anybody have any comments or questions? Oh, I guess better take a roll call, right? Not used to that.
All right. Chuck Brown?
Here.
Donald Cummings?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan and Ralph Dantino are absent. Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
And Don Vogelsberg is absent.
Okay, seeing that we do have enough people present to conduct a council meeting, is there a motion to approve resolution number 212-100?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Mr. Brown made the motion. Mr. Singer came up with a second. Any comments, questions, or discussion from the dais first? Hearing none, any comments, questions from the audience? Hearing none, we shall take a vote. I guess we take a roll call, right?
That's correct.
Go ahead.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Alderman Hill, aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Looks like it's unanimous for those of us who are here. Okay, item number two, to approve the resolution number 2012-101, approving a four-year collective bargaining agreement between the City of Geneva and the Geneva Professional Firefighters Association, Local 4287. Okay, Alderman Kilberg and Alderman Maladra had the second. Any comments or questions from the dais? Any questions or comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, I guess it's time for a vote.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Alderman Hill, aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Another unanimous vote of approval. And we have nothing else to discuss. Yes.
To waive the fees for tonight's meeting.
Oh, yes.
Make the motion.
Alderman Marks wants to waive the fees.
Second.
Second by Alderman Singer.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Alderman Hill, aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Singer and Marks.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Alderman Hill, aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Bren Singer?
Aye.
Please, quick.
So we are adjourned.
We all changed.